Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll try.
Gotta be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I
want to
be where you are. Somebody make up your prayer in this moment.
The name, Lord, we thank you for your divine God. In the name of Jesus, walk in your peace.
Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, everyone. Praise God. Don't you want to be where Jesus is on today? Amen. Praise God. You are. You can. And you will be, praise God, on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, praise God. And I'm so glad that we're all in it, praise God. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. He allowed us to be here on today. Praise his holy name. Amen. Amen. And
Amen.
Then it's a Monday, praise God. This means war. Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to take nothing from the enemy. Praise God. We have all the power and authority to put him back in his place. Praise God. See, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, praise God, where would we be? Hallelujah. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Amen. Praise God. Don't you feel that way today, saints? Giving God the glory, giving God the honor for saving you on today. See, we are peculiar people. A chosen generation. And there's none like us because God made us for his purpose and his pleasing. Amen. But I come by to tell you on today that God has a blessing with your name on it. Amen. He said every promise in the book belongs to us. Amen. Every promise. That means he did not leave out not one promise out of the book. Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. To everybody that's listening on today, praise God. We want to give a shout out to our international partners. Amen. Praise God. United Kingdom, Norway, France, USA. Amen. Australia. Praise God. And then our local state. Amen. Praise God. North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, and to many others out there that is tuned in to this broadcast. Amen. Praise God. Well, at this time, we're going to go ahead and bring in our own Mother Jackson to lead us to the throne of grace. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Oh, come on, say it like you mean it.
God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
God bless you, Mother Jackson. Praise God. Mother Jackson, can you hear me?
I need a change.
Praise God. Pastor C, are you on the line? Pastor C? How about it, Pastor C? Mother Walker, are you there? Amen.
Y'all remember this? Has come over me.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise and honor and glory on today. And we magnify your holy name. For Lord, it was you on today, Lord God, that allowed us to be here, oh God. God, you woke us up this morning. You started us on our way, praise God. You gave us the activity of our limbs. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken, praise God. But Lord God, you see fit, Lord God, to touch us on today, from the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you for it. Father, as we come humbly before your throne, God, we pray for our country, for the peace of U.S. and the peace of Israel. We pray for our leaders in this great country, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that they do, Lord God, what's pleasing in your sight for us, your people, as inhabitants of the United States. Lord God, we pray for our president. We pray for him today, Lord God. Lord God, that you give him wisdom and insight, Lord God, to do what's right, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, for every man and woman and child of the United States, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you move on the hearts, the minds, and the spirits, Lord God, of your people, Lord God. God, bring us back into alignment, oh God, where we need to be, Father God, that you can position us, Lord God, to be about your business, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, come in the midst right now. Come in the midst right now, hallelujah. Come in the midst right now, Holy Spirit. Have your way today, Lord God, through these airways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it. And God, we pray against everything that's not like you, Lord God. Every sickness, every disease, Father God, we pray right now that it goes back to the pits of hell from where it come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray against every plot, scheme, and device of the enemy that he tried to bring to your people, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that it goes back to the pits of hell from where it come. Father God, we pray right now for the leader, Lord God, of the ADM ministry, Lord God, the pastor and the first lady, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. Father, we ask that you put a hedge around them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let no weapon formed against them prosper, no evil befall them, no plague or calamity come not their dwelling place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let all their sufficiency, Lord God, be in you on this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, then we pray for every leader in ADM, Lord God. God, bring us up to standard, Lord God, that you can use us, Lord God, to build your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's not about our will, but it's about your will, Lord God. Father God, let us be obedient, O God, to the ones that have the rule over us, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we can set a divine example, O God, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord God, touch every mother, O God. Touch every deacon, every minister, Lord God. Touch every man, every woman, every child of the ADM ministry, Lord God. Touch the front line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we're going to give your name the praise, Lord. We're going to give your name the honor and the glory, because it all belongs to you. Hallelujah, Rabbi Shanda. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Father, we can't do nothing without you holding our hand. In the name of Jesus. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us, Lord God. So strengthen us, Lord God. Give us that wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give us that direction, O God. Give us that knowledge, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we'll want to do right, Lord God, that we can go out and tell somebody about the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ on today. It's not about us, but it's all about you, Lord God, that we can build your kingdom, Lord God, here on earth right now, Lord God. Time is getting short, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, oh God, we can't stand to mess up right now. We can't stand to take back right now. Father, as we put our hands to the plow, Lord God, let us go forward in you, Lord God. Let us stay in the push, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, move us, oh God. Shake us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, have your way in us right now, on today, Lord God. God, touch everybody, Lord God, that's listening right now in our international countries, oh God, and around the states, Lord God, in every house in heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, move on us right now. Move on us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are lying. And you're the father of lies. And we cast you down up under our feet. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you withhold no good thing from us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Father, let us come boldly before your throne. In the name of Jesus. Let us lay everything down at the altar, Lord God. Cleanse us, Lord God, that we might be used by you in the name of Jesus. There's nothing we can do, oh God, without you, Lord God. But we can do everything with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray right now against every sickness, Lord God, diabetes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, glaucoma, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, heart attacks, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray against them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, gout, Lord God, bursitis and arthritis, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. So have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send your healing virtue, oh God. Oh, glory be to God. Send it right now, Lord God. Send it, oh God. Lord, you said your word will go where nothing else will go, oh God. So send your word, Lord God. Until every hospital bed, every sick bed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch your people right now. Make them whole and healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Move right now, Lord God. Make whole right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And have your way today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Have your way, O God, in your people, Lord God. Let us not be weary in well doing, O God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you cast down fear. Let there be no fear in your people, O God, but let there be holy boldness and a zeal for you, O God. In the last and evil days, in the name of Jesus, God, pour out your spirit, Lord God, right now, Lord God, upon men, Lord God, that they may come, Lord God, and turn themselves over to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to God, in the pardoning of their sins. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do it today, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Somebody, Lord God, needs saving, oh God. Somebody, Lord God, need delivering, Lord God. Somebody, Lord God, need your Holy Spirit, Lord God, on today, Lord God. So, Lord God, on today, even reclaim every backslider in the name of Jesus. Do it on today, Lord God. And Father God, we pray even for the bereaved on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that is going on, oh God, tornadoes and hurricanes, oh God, earthquakes and the like, oh God. God, move on it right now, Lord God. Restore your people, oh God. Let them know that you are the I am that I am. Hallelujah. And Father God, that you still perform miracles on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, have your way on today. Have your way on today, Lord God. Move by your power and your might, Holy Spirit. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Do a new thing today, Lord God, in your people, Lord God. Do it on today in the name of Jesus. And God, we're going to thank you. God, we're going to praise you because of who you are, Lord God. You are God that will not lie, and you are God that cannot lie. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever we put before you, oh God, God, you are just God just to do it just that way. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we praise you on today. We glorify you on today. In the name of Jesus. So, God, move today. Move today, Lord God, and have your perfect will and your perfect way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we give you thanks. God, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you go into your prayer closet, meditate on the Lord. Think about the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget God. Put him in all your plans and plan all your plans in him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, we're going to move on along. Amen. And we're going to bring on our own prophetess, Pastel, that's going to come and bring a word unto us all. Prophetess Pastel.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor Smith. Hallelujah. What a powerful prayer, man of God. Amen. I give praise and respect, Father God, to my angel of the house, Father God, my pastor, hallelujah, Pastor Temple, our beautiful and anointed First Lady, Prophetess Temple, hallelujah, even to the leaders and members in their rightful place, to you, Pastor Smith, to Sister Smith, to our brothers and sisters across the waters worldwide, respect to you. I'm going to be short tonight. I'm going to bring a little nugget that the Lord has rest in my heart. We're going to take this chapter, this scripture, to Daniel, hallelujah, Daniel chapter 6, verse 6. I want to talk about being steadfast in the work of God, being steadfast in his work, in his ways. I looked up the word steadfast, and it says firmly fixed in place, immovable. And I want to read from verse 6. So, it pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them that the king may not suffer loss. Now, Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct over government affairs, but they weren't able to do so. They could not find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, we will never find any basis for charges against the man Daniel unless it has something to do with the law of his God. And how many of you know that the enemy, you don't have to do anything for the enemy to come and fight your walk with God. You don't have to have anything wrong or do any slip up for the enemy to fight you, because all you have to do is continually walking with God, fight right there, that the fight will come. But we want to go down to verse 6. So these administrators and such have went as a group to the king. They came together to gather against, to plot against Prophet Daniel. And it says that, may King Darius live forever. Verse 7 says, the royal administrators, prefects, straps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce a decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, we all know the story of Daniel and the lion's den. And we all know that this was a hard thing. There was a decree that was said, even by the king himself, because they plotted and used the king as a ploy to fight against Daniel, an upright man, who they would have to answer to. And it says that in this decree, if you continue to pray in the next 30 days to any god except for the king, you will be thrown to the lion's den. Now, Daniel being an upright man, a man that walked with God, a man that had, he was steadfast with God. He was firm in his walk with God. It says that he prayed 3 times a day. After Daniel was found out that the decree had been signed, it said that he went to his house and prayed. He continued with his routine of praying 3 times a day. He continued on walking with God 3 times. And then imagine how you would feel knowing that if you had to continue doing what you do with your God, with our God, if there was a decree that said we cannot pray, we cannot serve our God, imagine the fear that will come over our minds and attack us. But in this, Daniel continued with his walk with God. He continued praying before the Lord, and it was such an immovable thing. He did not waver, even though the way ahead looked dark. He continued steadfast with his God because he knew that his God was greater than his situation, was larger than what was going on. The story was bigger than Daniel. He knew that he was just a vessel being used. And he continued steadfast before the Lord, continued praying to his God. And we know that fear could have crept in at one time in the heart of Daniel. He could have ceased from praying. He could have closed his doors and don't pray, because he knew the decree of it, what would happen if he did, been caught praying to his God. But he continued praying. In fact, what was so amazing of the story, it says that Daniel knelt down and gave praises. He offered praises to his God. He did not went before the Lord and cried out and had a pity party, but he gave praises to God. If you know that if the enemy can stop your praise, he can stop your fight. Your praise is something that keeps you bonded with God. And the relationship that Daniel had with God, he knew that no matter what was his fate ahead, that he knew that he was with his God, that he was walking in the favor and in the light of God. He didn't matter. He didn't care about what was going around, what was happening in the kingdom. He didn't care what the rules was. He didn't care what was going on. All he knew that he was serving a great God. Daniel was a man of prayer. He was a man that had visions that still, even to this day, has not come to pass. Daniel was fearless He was unmovable in his walk with God. It said that he even opened the chamber's window and prayed before the Lord. We know the story, how it goes with Daniel and the den of lions. We knew that the officials and the officers saw him praying. And he was fluent. They went before the King Darius and they told King Darius that he continued to pray. And even the king himself could not help Daniel in the situation. Sometimes we can't go to people to help us. We got to stand firm. We got to be unmovable. We cannot waver. We can't always have someone to run to fight for us. Sometimes we got to know that God is there for every battle for us. And in this situation, Daniel did not run and beg the king for mercy, but he was steadfast and his faith was immovable. They threw Daniel into the den of lions. The Lord saw the plot and the schemes and the plans of the enemy ahead of time and knew that his servant Daniel, his faithful servant that they described as exceptional and trustworthy, he closed the mouth of the lions. In this day and time, what is going on in the airways, what is going on in the media, the enemy will bring fear in the hearts of people. Be immovable. We must be steadfast, vigilant of the times that we are in, and we must continue seeking the face of God. We must shake off the sin that easily besets us. We must shake off the heaviness, and we must be steadfast, immovable, not wavering. The Bible said that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If anything that we can take from this walk of God is to continue to walk fearlessly, immovable. It says that when the Darius came up that morning, he couldn't sleep that night, King Darius, and he came to the pit where Daniel was, and he cried out, and he called out for Daniel, and he said, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you continually serve, been able to rescue you from the lions?" And Daniel's only word in this scripture was, "O king, may you live forever. My God has sent angels to shut the mouth of the lions." Our lions can be the situation in our homes, whatever the plan of the enemy is to attack our minds, to walk away from the covenant that we've made with God, the vow that we've made with God, causes us to fight against our own words, attacking our homes and our personal life and our children, causes us to waver. But no matter what happened, no matter though that Daniel knew that he had an untimely death before him, he continued walking before the Lord fearlessly. And that was not easy to do, knowing that you are about to be annihilated. And the plan of the enemy is to annihilate us. His plan is vicious towards us. We must stay vigilant before God. Hallelujah. We go to chapter verse 28, and it says that, "So Daniel prospered in the kingdom of Darius. And in the kingdom of Cyrus also, the Persian." So he not only prospered in the reign of Darius when he came out of his situation, but he also prospered in the kingdom of Cyrus. He did not die untimely, but he lived a longer life. And in God, there is fullness of God. In God, there is eternal life. In God, there is newness. With God, there is no wrong with walking with God. No matter how storms blow, no matter how things go on the airways and it tries to bring fear into our hearts, we must continue to be fearless because we serve a great God. This is beyond us. These fights are beyond us. There's a greater purpose here. We are just passing through. This is not our home. We don't make our beds here. We are just passing through. We are visitors. We are royalty. We must be steadfast and movable in our faith, not wavering because the wind blows, not wavering to the right because it's the boat shakes. We must be steadfast in our walk with God. I just want to share that, and I hope it blesses the heart of the listeners. I want to give it up to Pastor Smith. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen, prophetess. What a word, what a word. Praise God. And I tell you, I just keyed on a few things you said there, praise God. And you said the effective, be steadfast and unmovable. Amen. And this is something that, praise God, is an ongoing process with us saints that we need to learn to do. Be steadfast and unmovable, praise God. But you see, when we line up, amen, praise God, come into alignment with the word of God and understand it in its revelations, amen, that we can be in proper position, that we can stand fast, and we don't have to let anybody or anything shake us, praise God, because we know
amen.
Who our God is, amen.
Yeah, see, amen.
It comes a time and a point where we got to be sincere about serving God.
Yeah.
Amen. And see, God looks at the inward part, which is the heart of man. Praise God. Amen. And when he looks at your heart, amen, he don't want to find you wanting. Amen. Mm-hmm. He wants to find you trying to do his will on a daily basis. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. So when we be sincere to God and he looks at our heart, amen, then we can stand, amen, praise God, without fear and trembling, without doubt, amen. That we can rest assured that God has our back and that he is for us. And he will not let anything happen to us, praise God, unless he allows it. But then, like everything else, when he allows it, praise God, he's allowing it for us to grow in him. Amen. He's allowing it for us to get to the next level in him. Praise God. And the reason that he's doing it, so he can use us. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The pastor, amen, praise God. Sunday, we had such a beautiful high time in the Lord. I mean, the anointing was so high. People were being delivered and blessed. Amen. And at the end, Pastor had a little teaching to the leaders. Amen. And here's the thing. We have to be always in a teachable state. Amen. No matter how much education we get, no matter how old or how young we are, we have to be in a teachable state. Amen. That's why God calls us his little children. Amen. See, little children, they'll learn. They'll soak it up like a sponge. Praise God. And we are supposed to be the same way. Amen. When it comes to our Father God. Amen. So when we soak it up like a sponge and come into alignment, God can position us. Then he could use us. Can't nothing move us. Amen. Praise God. Hence the term, be steadfast, unmovable. Amen. But it also says the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man, praise God, and that righteousness, male and female gender, of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. So it said to pray without ceasing. And it says also to watch and pray. Amen. So as Daniel, praise God, went and prayed three times a day like he always did, amen, then here come the enemy, amen. But Daniel knew it, but Daniel had to stand his ground, amen, just like us, amen. God didn't give the enemy power over us. He gave us power over the enemy. Let's not get it twisted. Amen. Praise God. We have to understand the power that we have. And I venture to say a lot of us don't understand that power, amen, that Jesus gave us, amen, when he went away. Praise God. But if we'll plug into that power, steadfast and unmovable, we'll see how God will come and use and bless us, amen, that we can bless somebody else. Praise God. God is so good. He is so good. And then she said that the enemy is vicious towards us. Amen. Think about it. The enemy was in heaven with God. He got thrown out with a third of the angels. Amen. So you know he's fire breathing mad. And you know what? Don't nobody care because ain't nothing he can do about it. Amen. Praise God. But we're his children. We're God's children. So it will stand to reason why the enemy does not like us. Amen. So I turn that around and say it should stand to reason why we should not like the enemy. Amen. Praise God. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Praise God. When we got God on our side, we got favor. When we've got God on our side, praise God, we got something that no other people have. Amen. Praise God. We got a peculiarity, and we are a peculiar people because God made us that way. And when we changed our ways and we saw the light, when God blessed us in saving us, praise God, he did a new thing in us, a new thing. And the process has to go like this. Just like Phyllis fire, every day we got to prune off the impurities. Amen. So we can perfect ourselves. Hence the word in the word perfecting of the saints. The word perfects us. Amen. So we have to prune off all of those impurities, praise God, that are in our lives, amen, that will keep us from getting to the next level. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, she just hit it right on the head, amen, with these subjects right here out of Daniel. Amen. Because you know what? The enemy is going to try us each and every day. Amen. And if he see you on your way doing what you're supposed to be doing, the Lord, he'll go away for a little while. But guess what? He's coming back. He's going to test us again. Amen. Praise God. That's why we've been trying to drive home, amen, about being in alignment. Praise God. Standing your ground. Amen. Praise God. Because that's where we are. We're in the end times. Amen. And there's no games anymore. We're in the final inning. Praise God. And we got to put everything up at bat. And we got to put our best foot forward henceforth. Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, God is just so good. That was a rich word, prophetess. I tell you, I got something in my spirit, in my soul today. Amen. And praise God, we have just a few little things before we end out. Amen. Praise God. Men, to our men, don't forget, on Tuesday, the 26th, we have prayer at 7 p.m. Conference call. Conference call, brothers. Amen. Praise God. And also this Saturday, the 30th, men's breakfast, ADM men's breakfast at Golden Corral, 8465 Cherry Boulevard at 9 a.m. Praise God. Also, praise God, we're still asking everyone, amen, to give to the Mother Helen's fund. Amen. Praise God. We got to get her fixed back up. We got to get our house fixed back up. Amen. Praise God. So let the Lord move on your heart to do what you can do to help. Amen. A sister or a brother in Christ. Praise God. Amen. And then don't forget, amen, to join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Praise God. Amen. And join us every day, amen, 8 a.m. in prayer for the week. Amen. Well, I'd just like to say thank you to our pastor, praise God, Temple Spencer, for this opportunity, amen, to come before you, amen, and share the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we hope that something has been said, amen, praise God, to motivate your faith in God. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Until tomorrow at 7 a.m., you be blessed.
For me.